Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has been in all kinds of trouble recently. Whatever the opposite of confidence is, that's what he inspired whenever he appeared on camera. So the White House figured out the best way for him to present his ideas this week was how?
Twittering.
That might have worked as well, actually.
By email.
No.
By ventriloquist. They had a very handsome, confident-looking guy standing there, and he talked to him. Yeah, sure.
That's a great idea, actually.
It's all right.
I'm going to...
It was not so much what he used, it was so much what was not allowed.
Questions?
No.
Answers?
No.
Pronouns, adjectives.
It was much simpler. Like I said, whenever he appeared on camera in his public
event... So he wasn't allowed to be filmed.
Exactly right. No cameras. They did it in private. And this was genius, you see. What they did was they set up after a number of disastrous TV appearances, the White House finally figured it out. Don't let any TV cameras into the room when Geithner talks. It didn't help his demeanor. One reporter allowed in the room described him as, quote, slumped in a chair, lost in a suit with pants that seemed to swallow him, unquote.
Mm. Ooh.
But as the ancient philosopher said, if the nervous financier is not on TV, does he exist?
Ah. Right.
The blackout was successful. The stock market had a huge rally. So as you suggested, Charlie, the White House is now going the full Milli Vanilli route. They're going to have Geithner make up the policy, and they're going to have Assistant Secretary George Clooney deliver it to the camera. Amy, a Canadian study looked into widespread medical errors being made by young doctors doing routine procedures and found that the doctors had been misled by what?
Grey's Anatomy, of course.
Close. TV medical drama.
No.
In fact, yes. For example, think about it. The NBC drama ER is ending this year after 15 seasons, which means that all of the Western world's current medical students have been watching it since kindergarten.
Right.
So their heads are stuffed with nonsense. They perform intubations incorrectly, because that's how Dr. Doug Ross used to do it.
Mm.
And they shout, stat, all the time.
Mommy, give me the Kool-Aid, stat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they constantly are expecting attractive young nurses to have sex with them for no reason at all. One other problem, they stop performing medicine after 1 hour and start reenacting the local news.
So this is really messing with...
It's messing up, because all they know, they watch, intubations apparently, it's a routine but delicate procedure, and they're all doing it wrong, because they learned how to do it on ER.
It's really bad, Peter, to show up in the emergency room the day they decide it's a very special episode.
Oh, that's awful. Roy, the Bandai Company of Japan is releasing a new gadget in June. It's for people who love the experience of opening a nice cold can of beer, that popping the top feeling, but they don't want to do what?
They don't want to drink it.
Exactly right.
Really?
They don't want to drink any beer. They just want to open a beer can.
Huh.
The so-called endless canned beer.
They could probably find somebody to work with on that.
You think so? It's essentially the top of a beer can. You can open it as many times as you like, but the simulated fun doesn't stop there. Endless canned beer comes with a host of accessories, including an empty room with a dirty couch to capture that special drinking alone feeling, and a lifelike strap-on gut.
Mm.
Do they have, like, empty bags of pretzels you can open and stuff, too?
Charlie, you can shop online. You know that. You can do your taxes online. And now there's a new website that allows you to do what online?
Sleep.
No.
I would sleep online.
You can automate this process. It does it for you. You go online, you set it up, it automates it. You can get a USB rosary attachment.
Mm. What, you can pray online?
Yes. Too busy to make it to church, synagogue, mosque, whatever? For a monthly fee, informationageprayer.com uses text-to-speech technology to incant your prayers for you. Mm. Hail Marys? This is all true, by the way. Hail Marys, just 7 cents a piece, but you have to buy them in packages of 10.
Oh, the 10-pack.
Yeah, that's the way the rosary's divided up.
Perhaps you're Jewish, of the Hebraic faith. Of course, $19.95 will get you the Jewish special discount package. And for $49.95 a month, you can, quote, show God you're serious. The site caters to all faiths. Muslims, and this is true, are asked to turn their computer speakers toward Mecca. We suggest a slogan for them. He might be omniscient, but he'll never know it's not you.
And it doesn't matter because God's in heaven updating his NCAA brackets online anyway.
Exactly.
He's not even listening.
Can you Twitter prayers?
OMG, 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 yes.
Reach out for help.
Reach out for help.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Within your troubles.
Within your troubles.
You can share.
You can share.
If you let.
If you let.
The life you love.
The life you love.
You get the blessings.